Far Left Magazine, Trump wins New Deal victory for TVA workers that Democrats ignored. By John Binder on August 28, 2020. President Trump won a right-wing New Deal victory for American workers with the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, by stopping an outsourcing scheme as Democrats ignored the issue, a far-left socialist magazine admits. In July, U.S. tech workers, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and TVA union workers blew the whistle on the federally owned corporation's contracts with firms Capgemini, Accenture, and CGI to force about 200 American workers out of their jobs and make them train their foreign H-1B visa replacements. In the middle of the American workers training their H-1B replacements, Trump stepped in to stop the outsourcing scheme, required TVA to rehire all the Americans they had outsourced, fired TVA chairman Skip Thompson, and pressured the corporation to review TVA CEO Jeff Liesch's $8 million salary. The self-described socialist magazine Jacobin admitted in a piece titled How Trump Got His Right-Wing New Deal Victory that the president filled the void for saving the jobs of American workers where Democrats failed to even acknowledge the issue. Jacobin's Fred Stafford wrote, "Only two Democrats, Senator Doug Jones of Alabama and Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee, spoke to the union about fighting the outsourcing, the same number as Republicans who did so. Cohen requested that House Democratic leadership include, in a coronavirus relief bill, language that prohibits federal government agencies, including the TVA, from privatizing federal jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic, but no such language ever materialized," emphasis added. What follows is a dark lesson about what happens when the left ignores its historic commitment to workers. Stafford wrote, calling Trump's action against TVA a material victory for a small but not insignificant number of American workers. Stafford continued, "And just like that, Trump had saved 200 union workers at one of the last bastions of the New Deal's legacy, and during an unprecedented global crisis to boot. An easier political victory for such a loathed figure would be hard to find. And worse, for the first time in months, the polls for November's presidential election are suddenly tightening," emphasis added. Surveys and poll taken this year show the public is overwhelmingly on Trump's side of the labor issue as majorities continue to oppose corporations' outsourcing of American jobs to imported foreign workers. While tens of millions of Americans remain jobless and underemployed, nearly 60% of American adults told Ipsos pollsters in July that they want to halt foreign visa worker programs, such as the H-1B visa, so that Americans are prioritized for jobs. In June, a majority of Americans, including Black Americans, said there is no labor shortage. Aside from ordering all federal agencies to conduct internal audits to clarify that they are not displacing American workers with imported foreign visa workers, Trump has halted the H-1B, H-2B, H-4, L-1, and J-1 visa programs to give job priority to unemployed Americans. The State Department has sought to poke loopholes in the order. At the Republican National Convention, RNC, this week, Trump said one of his main priorities is quickly returning to full employment and invited many of the TVA workers to the speech. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in the country. In addition, another 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. Often, Americans are fired and replaced by visa workers. Many are forced to train their foreign replacements. In June 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court reaffirmed the president's control over legal immigration. In Trump v. Hawaii, the court stated that presidents have extraordinarily broad discretion to admit or exclude foreign nationals from the U.S. when they believe doing so is in the national interest. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.